I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got sunshine in the forecast. Expect a high today of 65. Southern Illinois Congressman John Shimkus is praising the American Health Care Act. That's the House Republicans' legislation aimed at repealing and replacing Obamacare. The Collinsville Republican says the new plan eliminates Obamacare's middle-class taxes on prescription drugs, over-the-counter medicines, health insurance premiums, and medical devices, as well are the individual and employer mandate penalties. Governor Bruce Rauner says he's concerned, meanwhile, about how Illinois will fare under that new health care plan. After an initial review, Governor Rauner says he's not sure if the latest proposal would be good for the entire state.
And what we're going to be doing is talking with members of Congress and also with my fellow governors around the country to craft a joint response or some recommendations to what's been proposed.
The governor says the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, has proven to be very unaffordable. He does support changing it, but says this may not be the greatest way to do it. Illinois senators are putting Governor Rauner's agency directors under the magnifying glass as part of the ongoing fallout from Rauner's move to block the bipartisan grand bargain. That was meant to end Illinois' 20-month budget stalemate, as Brian Mackey reports.
Rauner pulled Republican votes off the grand bargain. He's holding out for what he calls a good deal for taxpayers. But without the bargain, the governor's own budget proposal has a $4.6 billion deficit. In a series of hearings, Democrats put this math problem to Rauner's agency heads. Here's Senator Patricia Van Pelt of Chicago with Dr. Nirav Shah of the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Can you tell me how you would reduce your budget by $22 million? If you can't, you just can't.
Our proposed budget does not contain $22 million of cuts.
Thank you.
Senate Democrats say there's a reason Rauner was shut out of negotiations. They say they've been working on the deal for months and have given up as much as they can. I'm Brian Mackey.
University of Illinois officials say they're working with law enforcement in Champaign-Urbana to end a student tradition of binge drinking on what's known as unofficial St. Patrick's Day. It all comes after a student's death this weekend. 23-year-old Jonathan Morales died, becoming the third student to do so in a little more than a decade during unofficial festivities. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup says the cause of Morales' death appears to be consistent with multiple blunt force injuries suffered in a fall from a fourth floor balcony on Friday night. Police say Morales had been drinking with friends and that the fall is believed to be an accident. University Chancellor Robert Jones says he plans to gather community leaders as well to help end the tradition before the next observance of unofficial. We've got sunshine in the forecast today. Expect a high around 65 degrees. Clear tonight, low 45, and sunny tomorrow, much warmer with a high of 72. I'm Jennifer Fuller.